This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Wow, that's real close. Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If I'd turned down the right thing, I'd have the right thing happening. My next guest, he has, I love the description that I use for him, and it's the description everybody else uses for him. He is the gun writer. Joining me now is Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir. It's been a minute.
It has. How you been?
I'm okay, I reckon. I guess part of my problem is I'm completely and totally aghast at the positions the Democrats take on everything, and the fact that they'll say it with a straight face, and they think you're going to believe it.
Yeah.
So I want to go through some stuff. I want to go through some stuff that you have written about. And one of the things that I want to see happen is I want to start seeing things get challenged. Like, you wrote an article where Joe Biden declares war on American gun dealers. And I know he's out there talking about, you know, it's just a few rogue gun dealers. Okay, who are they?
Yeah.
Why are they still in business? What did you find out when you were putting this together?
Well, you got to go back to June, man. June 23rd, to be specific, when Biden has this huge speech where he blames all of these troubles and skyrocketing crime rates in all of these major cities that are all controlled by Democrats on rogue gun dealers. I mean, it's their fault. I almost fell out of my chair when he said that.
Right.
So we being Second Amendment Foundation, decided to send Mr. Biden a FOIA request for all of the gun dealers in every state who would have been arrested for, you know, being a rogue gun dealer, for violating the laws that Joe says that they allegedly violate, which, you know, we both know is a bunch of crap. The one thing we didn't ask for is we didn't ask for any names of any of these gun dealers.
Right.
We just wanted to know if Joe said that they're out there and they're causing such a problem, there must be thousands of them that have been arrested by the ATF. So we sent a FOIA to prove or disprove Joe's claims, which, like I said, we all knew were false. 4 months passed without a word from the ATF, not even an acknowledgement that they got a FOIA. Then they sent a letter saying they got it and that it would take a while. More months passed. So finally, I got a wild hair, and about 9 months into this process, I sent him another FOIA. We wanted all of the copies of all the emails related to the first FOIA, as well as copies of all external emails and internal emails that the ATF received related to our initial request. For example, emails that, I don't know, may or may not have come from the White House, because we all know that the ATF is providing top cover for Joe on this. They're not going to give anything up, because that would prove that he's just lying. And you know how anxious ATF is for a presidential belly scratch and the pat on the head. They're not going to do anything. So we're kind of in limbo. And I think, you know, we have, we being SAF, have active litigation in 35 states. Maybe we'll add the District of Columbia to that, because we're going to probably have to sue, Bill, to get a response.
Do you think we do a good job, and when I say we, I mean me, you, Second Amendment Foundation, when we get out there of challenging these things that they say? Like, I mean, in most, we know the statistics. We know what John Lott has to say. I mean, all of these crimes are occurring in 75% of the counties. They're all blue counties. They haven't seen a Republican mayor in a century in most cases. And this is all a result of their policy. And in some cases, like in Chicago, I don't even know if there's a gun shop in Chicago. The gun shops that are in New York, I know of one or two. I don't know about places like Baltimore or anything else. But, I mean, when they get out there and say the rogue gun dealers, and it's due to the gun manufacturers and all this other stuff, are we doing a good job of doing the pushback on that, do you think?
I think we are on some of the major, major issues. But, you know, every time Joe steps up to a mic, he's lying about something.
Yeah.
So that adds to the, you know, the collective belief of the uninformed that, you know, maybe something is going on with these rogue gun dealers. I think we have to get better at it. We have to challenge him on everything he says, because everything he says is a lie or an attempt to shift blame. But I think we could do a better job. I really do.
Well, here's my thing, and I mean, I'm not going to run for office, so I can throw this out there, but I mean, I really would love to figure out a way to get it on a bigger platform. My belief about the Democrats is that they like the crime. They like the chaos. They don't know what to do about it now because it's sort of gotten out of their hands, like Antifa. But when you look at all of their policies, like, I compare Columbine to 9/11. After 9/11, have we seen another plane get hijacked for any reason whatsoever?
No.
Because we got armed sky marshals on those, and they'll bust a cap in one of those guys, right?
Right.
Here, but in schools, we refuse to do what needs to be done. In schools, refuse to do it, and you know, we got people in churches refusing to let things happen. And I think that the Democrats, we should not have ever had another Columbine after Columbine.
Right.
And we shouldn't, I mean, there should have been no Virginia Tech. There should have been no Parkland. All the schools should have become hard targets. But they're not allowing them to be hard targets. And in these areas where they're saying, well, it's because of the gun companies. Well, they don't allow guns in there anyway. I mean, isn't in New York, aren't they saying, well, you know, it's the guns.
Yeah.
And in Baltimore, it's the guns. And in Chicago, it's the guns. But in you know, I think we need to figure out the way to get a bunch of people that like to shout, like you, like me, like our buddy Mark, and get into a position to where we can. I've been racking my brain on that for quite a while, but it's all the lies that he says. And I mean, with Biden, it's impossible to predict what he's going to say. I don't think he knows.
I totally agree. I mean, if we had a speakers bureau, a national speakers bureau, we would burn out in a week trying to counter everything he's saying, because he just says it so often and without any bashfulness. Joe, having known him for 15 years, I don't even know if he knows he's lying. I don't even know if he knows what day it is, to be quite honest with you.
None of those politicians know nothing. I mean, he gets out. I drove a truck. I was there when Orville Wright got that plane up in the air. He did it all. He's done it all. He did it all. The only one that's better than him would be Al Gore, because he started the internet. So, anyway.
But with Joe, it would be a hell of a task, man.
Hang on for me, if you would.
Absolutely.
Lee Williams is he's associated with Second Amendment Foundation. He's one of their investigative reporter. And he has something called The Gun Writer at Substack. Very feared writer he is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was up sitting in my living room. My phone suddenly glowed. I had a Twitter alert. I can't tweet, but I can receive them. And it was Lee Williams saying, Beto could eat an apple through a picket fence, showing a picture of Beto O'Rourke. And that just hit me in a way, and I realized I had not talked to Lee in a bit. So I said, okay, let's try to get this gent out of here. When I said it pushed me over the edge, that's what pushed me over the edge.
Well, regardless of how I got here, it's good to talk to you again, Bill.
Yeah. So, now, you found this thing called FFL Consultants.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that the Biden-Harris administration is doing is wanting to revoke FFL licenses. And tell me about what these guys are doing to try to push back against that.
Well, if you are an FFL, if you have a gun shop, if you have a federal firearms license, you need to take down their information, because Joe Biden is at war against American gun owners. And I'm telling you, these guys can help. They are a strategic defense. They kind of work with members of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Most FFLs, most gun owners at some point will join NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And these guys will come into your shop and help you, or help you over the phone. I don't want to say free of charge, but it is a benefit that's covered by your dues that you pay to NSSF. And my entree to them started by, I got a call from, I think, a guy we know in common who is an FFL. He's also involved in the gun rights community, who was having his first audit with the ATF, and he called these guys, and J.C. Clark and J.B., and J.B. Booker, or Bacher, I'm sorry. And these guys basically saved him, Bill. They gave him a tremendous amount of information, things that he did not know that probably could have resulted in at least a suspension, if not a revocation, of his federal firearms license. So, and I've talked to both of them, and they are a tremendous help. They've both been in the industry for 1,000 years, and they understand small business and how that's supposed to work. And they basically have a hotline, the free of charge, that you can call if you're an NSSF member, and they will help you out. And they work with this gun shop and indoor range that I profiled in a story. 24/7. They basically let the guy open up his shop without having to worry. And they're also working with another shop, trying to allow the owner to surrender his FFL rather than have it revoked by ATF, because once it's revoked, you can never get it again. Because they had a very minor issue, one of the employees there temporarily allowed a prohibited person to pick up a firearm, which once they caught their error, they got back, and ATF said, which they immediately alerted the ATF, we made an error. Didn't matter. ATF new guidelines of the Biden-Harris administration dictated that they had to surrender their license, or they were going to get it revoked. So these guys, if you're a gun dealer, FFL consultant, I would definitely get them on speed dial. They're at FFLconsultants.com. I could not recommend them highly enough. They have a litany of guys whose careers they've saved. It goes back for years. They work all over the country. Highly recommend them.
Will they be effective against this?
They are. They are well researched, well sourced, and incredibly knowledgeable. Unfortunately, I think they're going to be pretty busy in the upcoming month until we get rid of Joe, because, you know, he's going after most minor violations. They told me point blank things that probably wouldn't have even resulted in a license suspension before Biden took office are resulting in revocations now.
Right.
So I don't even know, you know, what to say about that, man. I mean, it's already, being a gun dealer today, is already one of the most regulated of business. And, you know, the margins aren't great for the small guys. So they're just making it easier for to get guys out of business, the administration
right.
is.
Right.
So this is a good strategic defense. So definitely, if you're a list and you're a gun dealer, get on MSF and reach out to these guys because they can save your livelihood, literally.
You can find this, by the way, this article that I'm referencing these articles from thegunwriter.substack.com. But you have recently, I mean, your stuff's showing up everywhere.
Yeah, it tends to get around. I work for the Second Amendment Foundation, and our founder, Alan Gottlieb, has worked out content sharing deals with a lot of the other pro-gun websites. So you might see me somewhere else there occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. I saw something that you wrote somewhere, and I liked it. But I mean, at that time, this must have been on the verge of this of you getting with Alan, and all of a sudden popping up everywhere. Because all of a sudden, it seemed like overnight. Even though I wanted to take credit for discovering you, someone else had actually done something with it. I was just sitting back going, "Oh, look at the way this guy thinks." Because that's part of the problem, I think, sometimes, and we only got about a minute here, but I think part of the problem is that too many gun people, they're not thinking critically. And they're getting too jacked up over stuff. They get too, they let their emotions run wild. And I mean, you can't do that in this kind of a fight. As long as we're going to be peaceful, you can't lose your cool because otherwise, you're going to lose that fight in the public opinion thing, which matters. I guess it matters to a certain degree, but hey, tell everybody the places you can be found. We're heading into the next break.
SAF.org, thegunwriter.substack.com, and armedamericannews.org or .com.
Very, very good. TheGunWriter.substack.com. Lee Williams. When we get back, we're going to talk about ghost guns. I've got two or three of those laying around here. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is cheering the March jobs report. The economy added another 431,000 jobs last month.
Even though we created a record number of jobs, I know, that this job is not finished.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh noted one sector is recovering very well.
Retail is not only recovered, but gone beyond what it was pre-pandemic.
Members of the Gangster Disciples Street Gang in Chicago have been named in a federal gun trafficking indictment, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Today we are announcing a superseding indictment charging 12 individuals in a conspiracy to illegally traffic over 90 guns across state lines into the city of Chicago.
Amazon workers on Staten Island have voted to unionize. Union organizer Chris Smalls.
When COVID-19 came to play, Amazon failed us. They dropped the ball. They lied to the public saying they're doing all these things. None of that was the reality of our situation.
This is USA Radio News. The Ukrainian city of Mariupol estimates it'll take at least $10 billion to repair infrastructure damage caused by Russian troops. The mayor said the city is working to obtain reparations from Russia. The House of Representatives voted to approve legislation that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level and remove criminal penalties for certain cannabis-related offenses by a vote of 220 to 204.
The bill is passed without objection. A motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Three Republicans, Tom McClintock, Brian Mast, and Matt Gaetz, joined almost all Democrats in voting for the legislation. Soon it will cost far less to operate a new car in America. That from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, today announcing new DOT standards for new cars in the United States.
Starting in model year 2024, when these standards take effect, Americans buying a new vehicle will spend less on gas than they would have if we hadn't taken this step.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. He is the investigative reporter for Second Amendment Foundation. I just got a press release from Alan Gottlieb about the New Jersey case, Lee, the 3D Fifth Circuit rules against New Jersey and 3D gun ban case, which sort of goes hand in hand with this article that you wrote about this masterfully done hit piece about the rising ghost gun market in the United States.
Right. Well, let's let your readers in on a secret, which I'll be writing about here in the near future. Most of the quote-unquote ghost guns that law enforcement is encountering, these hundreds of billions of ghost guns that are showing up, except at the property rooms of the law enforcement agencies where I know the sheriff or the chief, aren't homemade. They're not built in anybody's garage. They're factory-made firearms, which criminals have tried to delete or alter the serial number on.
See, I'm
they're adding they're adding those, and they're adding the homemade guns all to this huge ghost, to inflate the numbers on this huge ghost gun putsch, what they're trying to scare us all with. But yeah, NBC correspondent, this kid named Von Hilliard and his crew, they committed journalism malpractice on this piece about homemade firearms. And we should point out, Bill, that as you well know, Americans have been making guns in their homes for hundreds of years, since before there was a United States of America. It's totally legal in right. almost every state except for a couple non-free states where you have to put a serial number on or and they've got massive infringements to the process. But the piece was called Inside Look at the Rising Ghost Gun Market in the U.S. And they sent hidden cameras into a gun show. And even though the owner of the Polymer 80 booth where they were being sold talked to them, I mean, this thing was so unethical and so horrible. It should have been spiked. But, you know, anything goes when you're doing an anti-gun hit piece and you're in the mainstream media. I mean, it's hidden cameras, which are journalistically, ethically suspect. And, yes, journalists have ethics, or at least they're supposed to. Even the kids on TV, they got statistics from Giffords anti-gun group, which they cite as gospel. They used staged photos. They had biased experts, guys with grudges, with dogs to fight. They used selective editing, you know, interviewing a guy for 15, 20 minutes and then using 1 or 2 seconds of the soundbite. And, but the most important thing is, quite frankly, I think they broke the law. And I got this right from John J.C. Clark from FFL Consultants, who we just spoke about. He said, quote, the Gun Control Act, GCA, permits an unlicensed individual to make a firearm for personal use, but not for sale or distribution. And these guys got these kits, these NBC reporters, and gave them away. So they probably violated some law. They transferred them in Pennsylvania without following state law, which requires an actual transfer with FFL. So they're definitely not for personal use. I just wonder how soon it's going to be when the Pennsylvania Attorney General starts charging the kids at NBC. I hope they do. I hope they do soon, because this kind of crap needs to end. This kind of anything goes if it's an anti-gun story, needs to end. Hey, we need to be covered like any industry. You know, publicity is good. Publicity helps our industry, but not if they go, you know, crazy and commit terrorism malpractice and actually break the law like these kids did. It's the right. Worst one. It's the worst one I've seen in years, Bill. The worst story.
Well, you know, when you're talking about the hope that the their prosecutor, their AG, goes after this after those guys that did this, you know, didn't Mark Kelly plan on buying a gun?
Yeah.
When his plan was to buy it and then give it away to be destroyed.
Right.
Which made him a strong purchaser.
Yeah.
He had to lie on the 44-73 when he said, yes, the gun is for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, he should have been charged. He should have been charged with felony. You know, lying on the 44-73 is not a crime to be taken lightly.
Nope.
Unless you're Hunter Biden.
Well, that too. Yeah, so. Yeah. You know, as far as the whole ghost gun conundrum, I've long suspected that this is about guns that are in the black market, because making a Poly 80, that's not for the faint of heart. I have 3 Poly 80 guns, but I didn't make them. They are serialized. They were made by a manufacturer. They have a serial number. They are available for sale.
Right.
But they function correctly. I took 2 of them to a tactical response class. And it took all of the... And going to a tactical response class means your guns are going to get... They're going to get abused. Because it's sort of the mental thing. They're just tools. Step on them. Throw them out of the window of the car. Drag them behind the car. You know, that kind of thing. So they did function, but it was because somebody that knew what they were doing actually put it together. Which, for me, having a functioning safe firearm, and by safe, I mean it's only going to do what I tell it to do. Versus getting out there saying, yeah, made it myself. That makes more sense to me. But I don't think most of these criminals are getting out there going, you know, I scored 55 Poly 80s the other day. Now what we got to do is find slides and barrels. Trigger kits.
Yeah. Yeah. The only homemade gun I've ever shot was made by a gunsmith friend of mine who had the 7-ton press and got some AK receiver flats and a kit back in the day and put an AK together. And it's beautiful. Functions just like anything factory made. I'm not going to shoot, and this is me because I love my eyes and all my fingers. I'm not going to shoot something that I made at my house. But, you know, some guys do it. They do it well. Godspeed. Good on them. Personally, I'm not going to do it. I don't trust myself that much.
No. No, I mean the Poly-80 kit comes with a jig and it comes with some other stuff, so you know how to drill out the fire control cavity and all the other stuff. But if you go a centimeter left or a centimeter right too far, you've ruined the lower. And I waste money from time to time. I'm not going to set it on fire.
Yeah.
So that's why if I want a Poly-80, I go to my friend Roger Ward. He builds me a beautiful gun. It has a serial number. He built me a 10 millimeter the other day. A Glock clone 10 millimeter. It shoots better than the Glock.
Wow.
That goes with my lever gun that I set up to be a dinosaur hunter.
I'm thinking that's coming in 4470 type clip.
4570, yes, sir. 4570.
4570, yes.
Finger-sized bullets that I can shoot at a T-Rex. It will blow him a big wound cavity as long as I'm within 200 yards.
Well, you should come down to Southwest Florida and try that on some hog.
That's right. You moved back to Florida, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we might have to do that. Tell everybody how to find you.
You can go to saf.org, thegunwriter.substack.com, or my personal website, another one, armedamericannews.com, .org.
That's right. You're Mark's, aren't you his news correspondent?
Yeah, we co-founded the site. He's got Armed American Radio, and we started Armed American News.
Hang right there for me, if you will. Talking to Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. He is the investigative reporter for Second Amendment Foundation. He is a co-founder of Armed American News, right?
Am I getting it? Yes, sir.
Okay.
You are.
I'm trying to put too many of those word thingies in my mouth. Let's go to the top of the Gunwriter page, and let's talk about this cat that ran a gun maker out of business.
Oh, this is sad. I don't carry Jimenez Arms 25s or 22s or 380s. I'm relatively sure you don't either.
Right.
But there's a time and place. I think, as I point out in this story, how cheap is too cheap when it comes to a firearm should be something up to a gun buyer. I learned a hard lesson when I was working in Delaware. The Wilmington, Delaware Public Housing Authority had a strict no firearms ban in effect. And if a resident was caught with a gun, it was immediate eviction. No ifs, ands, or buts, no second chances, no appeal. You're gone, you're evicted. So I met this woman who we're going to call Ms. Doe, as Jane Doe. She's an elderly resident there. She had little savings. She earned extra money as a seamstress. And she had two big Bernina sewing machines. Now, I know those machines because my mother used to sew. And they're not cheap. That's like professional grade. And she was worried that her neighbors would steal them and pawn them for drug money. So she went out and bought a Jimenez 25 and about 12 rounds, all different kinds of ammo. And that was what she used to safeguard her sewing machine. Well, I don't have to tell you, crime is just rampant in most public housing authorities in big cities. And Wilmington was no exception. Every one of those residents did the same thing. It was like it was staged. I feel trapped in my home by crime. Hallways, the stairwells were littered with vials and syringes, and that's where the drug dealers were taking place. The drug deals were taking place right outside these people's door. So I wrote story after story on this. NRA came in, and Chris Cox, I interviewed him. If you remember him, that used to run.
I do. Yeah, number two.
NRA-ILA.
Yep.
I said, Chris, what do you say to these folks? And when we, best quote I've ever got, he said, some help's on the way. And they filed suit, and it took years, but we won. And the housing authority was forced to give back the resident's Second Amendment right. And I'll never forget how she liked that Jimenez gun. Well, now ATF and every town have colluded, and they've been after Jimenez for years. Kansas City, the Missouri city of, sued them, saying that, you know, they've recovered a lot of their firearms in crime scenes and basically made their life hell. They went through a bankruptcy, and every town bought all their guns and gun parts and then had them all destroyed. And finally, recently, ATF just finally revoked their license. They hounded them out of business. Every town and ATF together did. And that just kind of, that, I mean, frankly, Bill, that just kind of makes me angry and makes me want to use words I can't use or the FCC won't let me use.
I understand.
And I got to tell you, you know, even though they're inexpensive pistols or something we wouldn't carry, there are people out there that rely on as a lifesaver, including that very special lady, Ms. Jane Doe. And as I wrote my story to her, that little 25 was the epitome of the Second Amendment. And that really woke me up on it. And running any gun dealer, any gun maker, I'm sorry, gun maker out of business should never happen again. And this is all due to a conspiracy and collusion between every town and ATF.
Now, you know that they're beginning to look at the collusion between the press and the CDC.
Yeah.
And the teachers and the CDC.
Yep.
And all of these things that they're looking at, you know, I am trying to rack my brains because I'm not a big Republican fan because they always seem to fumble the ball. They snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But I'm trying to think of a time when there was a moment when the Republicans were colluding with someone to be to manipulate the narrative, if you will, to shape right. the narrative. And so the ATF colluded with every town.
Yeah. Yeah, they worked in partnership, in sync, to run Jimenez out of business, an American gun maker. And it worked. And they need to be held accountable for that crap.
In the way they did it, was it a violation of PLCAA?
They got around it. They skirted around it. I don't think it was. I'm not an attorney. I mean, they went after him through administrative procedures with the ATF. And they got their license. And, you know, Jimenez could fight it, I'm sure, but I mean, they're in dire straits anyway, financially, so I don't know if they're gonna. I hope they do. I hope somebody will help them try and get that license back. But, you know, like we said earlier, once it's revoked, brother, it is harder than hell to get it back. So
right.
maybe they can reconstitute under a new owner and under a new FFL because there is certainly a market for their product. And, you know, there are folks that depend on it. So I don't want to see any gun dealer or gun manufacturer go out of business, and I especially don't want to see them go out this way because this was bad, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it's sad.
How do we now? Here's the other question about this. Here lately, you know, all of these leftist groups have been out there saying, yeah, we did this, yeah, we knew this, yeah, we kept this from you, and we don't care if you know. Is that the case here with every town
yeah.
where they colluded and they don't care if you know?
Right. I mean, they don't care at all. They, I think, you know, we're looking at Joe and what ATF are doing hard, pushing back as much as we can. We really need to start targeting some of these groups, some of these Bloomberg AstroTurf. I'm not going to call them grassroots. These are AstroTurf groups.
Sure.
They claim to have millions and millions of supporters. No, they don't. They don't need dues. They don't need your money. They got Daddy Warbucks Bloomberg funding everything they want to do. And you know, when you got a billionaire involved, man, it's hard to push back against that. I mean, look at the Trace. He created his own newsroom. Now, I'm putting newsroom in finger quotes. And they're going out and running propaganda stories, working on them with USA Today and other, you know, mainstream media groups. That's hard to compete against.
Yeah, I have noticed that, you know, a lot of people started going to the Trace as the only source to get news on guns, when there's all these other things. There's you, there's the Reload, there's all these other news organizations, John Allott's website. I mean, you can go out there and get both sides, which used to be the standard thing, and now they're getting away from that too. So, I don't know.
I mean, the Trace probably spends more on office rent. Everybody on the pro-gun side combined. They probably spend more on pens and pencils than the gun rights community can put together.
Right.
And that's sad. We have to get energized. We have to push back.
We got to find a little short billionaire guy that wants to back us like that. And then he'll be throwing his money off. You know, what he spends on this is his interest.
Yeah.
He's never going to run out of money. It's just his interest. He's got too much money to ever go away, unless he passes away due to being too short. I don't know. Is that ugly and hateful of me? Yeah.
It's a hobby. No, that's not hateful at all. It's his hobby, man, going after our culture.
Yeah, we're running out of time. Lee, thank you for joining me. I will be back to you very soon.
Excellent. I always enjoy it, Bill. You take
care. Yes, sir. The Gun Rider, Lee Williams, coming up next. We're going to be talking to another writer. He's a writer at Ammoland. You know him well. His name is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.